You are now tuned into the sounds of the Ultimate You Podcast, a place where we discuss fitness in every aspect that you can imagine, along with the various complexities that life has to offer. So if you want to see what's up, then pull up and have a seat, because the more that you tune in, the more that you'll be changed into the ultimate athlete that you were created to be.
What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, back with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. My name is still Brandon BDB Bender, and we are just under a couple of weeks away from 2024. 2024, y'all. I thought we would be in the Jetsons era right about now. We're going to be traveling in spaceships, and we're going to be floating in the sky. Nah, I really don't want to do all that. Nah, I ain't trying to do all that. But anyway, we are just 12 days out, about 12, 13 days from 2023 coming to a close. 2023, it's fitting to be in the books, y'all. It's fitting to be in the books. And look, here's the thing. First of all, I hope y'all are having some happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. However you celebrate your holidays, I hope that it is going great and glorious. I hope that you are taking the time to stop and smell the roses and reflect. I know I am. Yes, we all need that work to some degree in terms of occupation, but make sure you are taking the time to stop, smell the roses, reflect, talk to your loved ones, hug your loved ones just a little bit tighter. You know what I mean? Do those necessity things that you may not have done in a while. Or maybe you have done them, but just keep on doing them. Now you can do them with a little more sense of a deeper fruit, if you know what I mean. Right? So again, smell those roses and appreciate those roses. All right, so today's episode, very interesting one. I've been thinking about this topic for a little bit here, and been thinking about how to craft it together. And straight to it, we're talking about fitness identity. Fitness identity. Look, here's the thing. We know that around this time of year, what's everybody thinking about? In addition to family time and Christmas time for those that celebrate Christmas, and time with family, loved ones, laughing, presents, and exchanges, and all that kind of good stuff, and hot coffee, and Christmas movies, and whatever it is that you do during the holidays. What is the one thing we're thinking about if we had to give a Family Feud question with a Family Feud answer? Health, fitness, wellness. Probably one of those buzzwords. That's what we're thinking about, right? Some of us are thinking about, man, where did this extra weight come from? Or how did I get so much bigger? Or how did I get so much smaller? Or how did I get so much whatever it is that you got that you weren't expecting to get, right? But there are a lot of little things that happen that, you know, that drag us away, and it's these subtleties. It's these subtleties, and I talk about that a little bit here in this episode. Now, we also talk about New Year's resolutions as well. Now, this is not what this episode is about. This episode is not about New Year's resolutions, although it is briefly mentioned. But I do have to say, New Year's resolutions, it's nothing wrong with them. I mean, it's cool to have them, but do you have the right mindset behind it? And do you have the right drive set behind it? A lot of us overwhelm ourselves with, I'm going to do these 5 things, I'm going to do these 10 things, or maybe even 3 or 4 things might overwhelm them as far as New Year's resolutions. But really, if you listen to this episode, I believe it's really going to shed some light and open up your mind, and it's going to pour in some new knowledge and wisdom that you never know you needed for your cup to be filled. So without further ado, let's go ahead and do the do. Let's go ahead and pull up to that green light, sit up at that table, get you a fork, get you a spoon, get you a knife, and get you a napkin, and maybe a bib in case you drool. And if you're driving, don't fall asleep. Stay awake. Let's go ahead and catch that green light and let's get to the episode. Where's your fitness ID? Let's grit. Hey, before we get into today's episodic festivities, I just want to say I really appreciate you tuning in to this episode of the podcast and allowing this podcast to be a part of your day. I really do appreciate it. If you could consider subscribing and following the podcast so that way you do not miss an upload. And if you want to support the podcast, you are welcome to donate to the podcast. Just follow the link at the bottom of this episode in regards to the instructions. Or if you just want to share it by word of mouth, you're welcome to support it that way as well. Either way, I'm glad that you're here. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. Let's get it. All right, guys and gals, we are just under a couple of weeks away from 2024. Can you believe it? My goodness, we are less than 2 weeks away, 12 days to be exact, from 2023 to be in the history books, and for 2024 to open its eyes and for it to say, welcome to another year. And guys, this is the time of year, obviously, when a lot of people reflect or think about their health to some degree. Of course, this is also the time when a lot of people like to wind down, myself included. We like to wind down and reflect on the year and see what changes we can make, what worked, what didn't work, what upgrades can be made, you know, everything that we've learned. You know, we try to reflect on as much as we can. And as I mentioned, health has got to be one of those topics that we think about. Not just around this time of year, but I would like to think all throughout the year. But I would like to highlight this time of year because guess what else is around the corner? This is the time when people start making New Year's resolution plans. All right. Now, I am of the mindset, I don't think there's anything wrong with making New Year's resolution plans. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The only thing I will say on what matters is that is the mindset that you have behind it. Do you have the right mindset behind it? And do you have the drive to apply what it is that you want to do? That's all there is to it. That's what it boils down to. Doesn't matter what you write down or what you don't write down as far as your New Year's resolutions, your New Year's goals. Do you have the right mindset and the right drive behind those words that you write, behind those words that you say? That's what it boils down to. So what am I getting at? We're talking about health and fitness. Obviously, it's a health and fitness podcast. I want to talk about what I believe is one of the most important, significant, critical pieces that a lot of you need, a lot of you that are listening right now, in order to really have that undergird understanding, that conviction understanding, that pillar-like understanding. And that is, today's episode is, where's your fitness ID? Where's your fitness ID? If there is ever such a thing as the fitness police, just imagine, I want you to go with me on this. Imagine if there was just like a regular police station in whatever city that you live in. I want you to imagine there's a fitness police station, right? And then what if there were a lot of fitness cop cars? Just imagine all around the world, all around the good old US of A. I mean, we could say outside of the country, we could do that too. But let's say wherever you live, there are I'm not talking about regular police stations. I'm talking about fitness police stations. Fitness police stations. And let's say if the fitness police officer just does a routine check, pulls you over, ask you to roll down the windows, you know, the procedure would be pretty similar to a regular officer. And the fitness police officer comes up to you and asks you, where's your fitness ID? Where is your fitness ID? And we're talking about fitness identity. I truly believe that is one huge missing piece that a lot of us lack. A lot of us are missing. Now, the things that I'm going to say in this episode, a lot of you know this, okay? A lot of the stuff that I'm saying, a lot of you know this, but the difference maker for a lot of you is how near and dear that you hold this information to your heart, this information that I'm about to share, how close you hold it near and dear to your heart, how much you think of it as it being a conviction, how much you look at it as a pillar. Again, what do I mean when I say pillar? I'm talking about as if you are constructing a building, right? You got to have pillars to help hold up the building. The strength of your pillar. I'm concerned about a lot of you, the strength of your pillar. That's one of my concerns, because I want to go ahead and start giving you some pieces. And one of the prime pieces I want to give to you is some of us, we got to get up off of this kiddie pool. We got to get up out of this kiddie pool. It's like, what you talking about kiddie pool, B? What you mean by that? There are a lot of you, a lot of us around the world that, yes, it is okay to focus on the numbers as far as the weight loss, a weight loss that you want to achieve, or I could even say weight gain. You know, I'll say that as well, you know, because think about it. Weight loss is, I mean, it can be cliche at times, but it can be very default. You know, by default, when you think about numbers, by default, you think about people want to drop weight. People want to release weight. People want to lose weight. That's what I mean when I say release weight. We think about fat loss. We think about weight loss. But it could also work in the other direction as well. For people that want to weight gain, they want to gain muscle, or they want to gain weight just to get the numbers to go up. You can focus on those, and you can focus on how eager you are to, let's be real, how eager you are to flex on the egg Instagram. You just cannot wait to get up on that Twitter, and no, I'm not calling it X. That's goofy. I'm sorry. Calling a platform social media X, it's a little too basic, bland, and it's goofy. I'm calling it Twitter. You can't wait to get on the Tube user. Right, we're talking about YouTube. You cannot wait to get up on the Book of Faces to show the videos, to show the photos, which does have its place. It does have its place. But there are a lot of us around the world that cannot wait to show the work that we do from a prideful standpoint. And from a, shh, be quiet, don't tell nobody. It's really not arrogant, but it's arrogant because I don't know that it's arrogant, but I'm going to tell people that it's not arrogant and I'm being humble about it. But on the low, it's really arrogant. It's really all about me. That's the kind of air that I'm talking about. That's the kind of mindset that I'm talking about, that where we don't want to be. Okay, is what we don't want to be. Now, when we as people have body transformations and we put it up on social media, yeah, as I mentioned, there is a place for that. But you gotta understand, you gotta toe that line. You gotta know that there's a line involved, and on one side of that line is, you know, the pride and the arrogance and it's all about me and this, that, and the other. And then there's the other side of the line. You know, it's keeping your ego in check, keeping your ego at the door, right? Well, how are you posing in those pictures, right? But we're not talking about that. That's another story for another day, another topic for another day. But the point that I was making is you cannot be a person that only focuses on the numbers. You cannot only focus on whatever that end goal is as far as your numbers concerned. Whatever, I want to look this way in this bikini. I want to feel like this in this suit. I want to feel like this in this dress or these jeans or whatever. Again, there is a place for that. But what I'm saying is that cannot be the foundation. That cannot be the foundational piece for why you want to drop that weight or why you want to gain that weight, why you want to gain that muscle. That cannot be the end all be all. There has to be more up on that. So let me give you a visual real quick. There are a lot of you right now on your fitness journey, wherever you may be. If I had to give you a visual on where you're, on where some of you are at in your fitness journey, you are at some form of a, not a beach, but maybe some form of a community pool or something like that, right? And you're sitting on the side of the pool, or you're sitting in the pool, and your feet and your toes, they are in the water, just wiggling, having a great time, enjoying the cool breeze, having whatever beverage of choice that you want to consume, right? You're literally sitting on the side of the pool, and the only parts of your body that is in the water is your feet. That's it. That is about as much commitment as you have towards your fitness. That is as much commitment as you have towards your health and well-being. Just your feet. Just your feet and your toes being in the water. That's it. And I'm saying, in order for you to be a person that you really want to be all about this fitness life, you want to be all about taking care of yourself, your health and well-being, your physical. And again, it's not just about working out. But it's about taking care of the entire man, the entire woman. I'm telling you, you got to be that Olympic swimmer. You got to be that Olympic diver that you're standing 20, 30, 40, 50 feet up in the air, however high it is. And they're jumping on that platform. They're jumping on that dive. They're jumping up about 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, how many ever times it is before they do all those little beautiful aerial flips in the air. And then they make that beautiful, elegant splash into the water. And I want you to know, you can't just be 5 feet deep. You can't just be 5 feet deep into the kiddie pool with just your feet and toes wiggling back and forth, enjoying the fresh, cool breeze. Nah, you got to have that workhorse. And you got to dive 50,000 feet deep. You got to be 50,000, 100,000 feet deep of a person if you're going to really understand the conviction of what it takes to really be about that fitness life. Because let's be honest, a lot of us say it. A lot of us have said it over the years that, oh yeah, fitness, it's a way of life. It's culture. It's a way of life. And it is. And it is a way of life. It is about a lifestyle. But a lot of us have not counted the cost. And perhaps some of us don't know how to count the cost. And if that's the case, that's okay. That's okay. That's what this podcast is for. This podcast is to help bridge the gap. You got to count the cost of what it takes, the time it's going to take, the effort, the energy, and the money. Yes, I repeat, the money that it's going to take in order for you to be the ultimate person that you were created to be in terms of your health and physical well-being. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Where is your fitness ID? Well, one thing is you got to understand what kind of person are you. We say, what do I mean by what kind of person are you? Well, okay, I'm going to talk about myself. So you got to put you as yourself as a person into it, separate from the life of fitness, the world of fitness. What do I mean by that? Okay, so you take me. I'm currently a single young man. And so obviously, you know, no wife, no kids. Now, obviously, right then and there, of course, I have more time in order to partake into fitness and health and well-being and all that stuff. And when I say that, I'm not saying I'm like at the gym all day. That's not what I'm saying. And that's not the message I'm trying to communicate. But it does give me the air and the space to, you know, there's other variables. There are other different variables that I need to contend with, other variables that I need to be mindful of, or variables / things that are fixed in your life. See, what do you mean by that? Because I know there are some of us, there are parents that are listening to this podcast. Parents listen to this episode, and depending on the demands of your parental responsibilities, depending on the demands of your parental duties, right? Depending on how many kids you have. Some of you listening, you have one child. Some of you have two. Some of you have three, four. Whatever the amount of children that you have, you have to deal with that on a day-to-day basis, obviously, out of the spirit of love, out of the spirit of unconditional love, right? I want to make sure I put that out there. out of the spirit of unconditional love, you have your day-to-day life of being a parent over your children. And I'm talking about the kids that live with your parents, right? We're not really talking about empty nesters here. We're talking about parents that have children under their roof. You have to be a parent, or you get to be a parent for them pretty much 24 hours a day, whether if you're in their presence or not. So you have that to contend with. And then, of course, for those of you that are married, you have your spouse also living under the same roof. All right. You have that to contend with. All right. You have those marital duties, those spousal duties to be concerned about every single day. And when I say concerned, not like in a bad way, but right, you have those spousal duties to think about. All right. And then, of course, you think about your occupation. What are your occupation or occupations? Some of you have more than one job. Some of you run a business. Maybe some of you have more than one business. You have those duties on a day-to-day basis. You have those occupational business duties on a day-to-day basis. Or maybe you don't have a business. You have just whatever job you have, whatever occupation you have. You just work that every day. You have those working duties to contend with every single day. Okay. So I mentioned those things as examples. And of course I forget single parents, right? I'm just naming some categories so you know where I'm going with this. You have single parents as well. Same thing I just mentioned. You have your work, your parental duties, and perhaps whatever other duties you may have. Maybe you have volunteer duties that you may have to contend with. Whatever those things are, you have those things to contend with. The thing is, you have to really understand and discern your schedule. This brings me to my next point. One huge thing, if you're going to have a successful fitness identity, is you must unclutter yourself and keep yourself uncluttered and keep your schedule uncluttered. I cannot stress enough how uncluttered. I didn't say cluttered, I said uncluttered. I cannot stress enough how uncluttered you as a person must be and how much your schedule must be uncluttered. Those two things, you as a person uncluttered and your schedule being uncluttered. Why is that? Because I truly believe, without even looking up stats, without even looking up percentages, I truly believe that is one of the mess ups that we as people that we have all around the world. We get involved in too many things. We either get involved in too many things or we're not involved in too many things and we're just not thinking about other necessity things. Again, one of those necessity things, like our health, like our fitness. Okay? There are some of us that, I want you to go with me on this one too. There are some of us that we are the proverbial nail on the track, on the train tracks. I want you to think about a particular nail or whatever apparatus keeps the train tracks together. Okay? And I just want you to think, whatever the nail is, whatever the apparatus is, that helps keep the train tracks together so that way the trains can flow smoothly, run smoothly, and run on schedule, on time, everywhere they're supposed to go. Well, what if that little piece of apparatus or that little piece of nail, what if it was slightly off, just one degree, or even 0.5 degrees? What if it was slightly off or slightly chipped or something of that nature? At some point, when that train is coming down that track, chugga 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 chugga, woo woo! That train coming down that track, and all of a sudden you're gonna think, hold up, this train ain't supposed to be going that way. Why is it going that direction? Why is it going in this direction instead of the right direction? It's all because of that apparatus. It's all because of whatever that apparatus is, whatever that nail is, that is causing that train to go in a different direction. That is exactly what is happening to us. Why? Because it's so subtle. It's so subtle. I'm trying to talk to you here. I'm trying as if I'm looking at you right in your face. I'm trying to tell you, you got to master the subtleties. You got to master the subtleties. And also what happens is we are in the compound of subtleties. So what you're talking about, compound of subtleties. If it's one time and two times, okay, not the end of the world. It's really nothing at all. But when it gets to be like 64, 65, 66, 67 times, that's when you have strayed away from the path of necessity. You strayed away from the path of things that you're supposed to be doing, and you're way over here to the left. You're way over here to the right. Proverbs 4:27 says, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. You want to stay straight ahead. Keep that straight and narrow like Matthew talks about. The book of Matthew talks about, Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, talk about that narrow. Keep that narrow road going at all times. All right, B, what you talking about? What you talking about with this left and right and the train tracks and apparatus and nails? A lot of us, we do it to ourselves. I would like to believe 9.9 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, we do it to ourselves. And we do it to ourselves in terms of a mismanagement of priorities. A mismanagement of priorities. I had to learn years ago, as I'm sure I've mentioned on this podcast in the past, I've had to learn years ago that, well, in hindsight, me, BDB, talking right here today, talking in hindsight as far as back then, I realized that I needed to be a person, like, I can't just do whatever I want to do. You know what I'm saying? This ain't in living color. You can't just do what you want to do in living color. Some of y'all ain't going to get that. But some of y'all that are around my age, you're going to know what I'm talking about. You have to understand that some of your desires, they need to be tamed. Some of the things that we want to do, they need to be tamed. And other desires, they need to be just put to the side. You got to understand this principle that not everything is profitable for you. Okay. Not everything is profitable for you. When I say profitable, I'm not talking about money, but I'm talking about just in terms of being productive with your time, reaping the dividends of your time, if you will, doing the things that you're supposed to do, doing things of necessity, doing things of productivity. You can go and do a bunch of recreational things if you want to. You can go do a bunch of leisure activities if you want to. But you have to be boldly honest with yourself. You need to be forthcoming with yourself, okay? What is forthcoming? Forthcoming is just a Superman version of honesty. That's all it is. Forthcoming is just honesty with a cape. That's all it is, y'all. And it's got a big F on the chest. You know what I'm talking about? Forthcoming means that it is the Superman version of honesty. So instead of the S on the chest, as in Sam, it is an F on your chest. F as in Frank, for forthcoming. That means you need to be, and I need you to understand the context of this when I say this. I need you to be naked with yourself. I need you to be brutally honest with yourself and ask yourself, am I a person that indulges in, you know, recreational activities or leisure activities? And like, am I really handling business? What do I mean when I say handling business? Handling business is not just you show up to work, you clock in at this time and you clock out at that time. That's a piece of it. That's not even really the bulk of what I'm talking about. Handling business is when you don't have anything on the agenda and you decide you want to do other purposeful productivity things to help get you inches, meters, centimeters, or yards, or feet close. I know that wasn't in order, but you want to get yourself closer into who the person that you're supposed to be, right? So let me give you an example. Okay, so me, if I wanted to do that, to do things that I was saying, okay, then I want to, you know, be by myself, and maybe I want to take a few notes as far as a podcast. Maybe I want to write some things down. Maybe I want to jot some things down. Okay, maybe I want to do a little reading or something. Maybe I want to work on my Spanish or something like that. You see what I'm saying? When people talk about investing in yourself, it really is a lot of cost with that. And I talked about counting the cost. You got to count the cost with that. Okay, so all this to say, if you want to be a person that wants to increase in your fitness identity, you need to keep yourself uncluttered. Keep yourself uncluttered. Your recreational and your leisure time, you need to get to a point where, okay, you know what? Yes, I do need to have a good, healthy, recreational, leisurely release, but I can't be indulging in it all the time, or not even all the time. I can't be indulging in it more than I should. Like, I can't look at every single weekend as, oh man, it's recreational time. Sometimes it's like, yo, we need to get to business. We need to get to work. I need to work on this. I need to work on that. I need to spend extra amount of time studying and focusing on my health. Studying, focusing, and growing my money. That's how you become a dangerous person. So, again, we talked about uncluttering ourselves. And why did I talk about the train tracks and the nails and the apparatus? Because you got to be able to be uncluttered, have that quiet voice from within to be able to, you got to allow that voice to speak to you and to say, hey, instead of going here today, why don't you stay at home? Let's do this. Let's work on this right here. Let's work on that right there. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the difference between person A that's on this level and person B that's on a whole nother level. Right. I talked about compound, a little bit of a compound of subtleties moments ago. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. The more times that person B said, nah, you know what? I'm going to stay back. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. Like, I'm going to do this, but y'all go ahead and have a good time. Do your thug thizzle. The more times that person B did that, that person B went to a whole nother level than person A. Why? Because person A, they were a little more, yeah, let's go out and do this. Yeah, let's go out and do that. Yeah, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Now, again, I want to say, as a person, you do need to have a healthy release. Like I said, you do need to have some form of leisure, recreational activity. But then you get it to a point to where when you turn something into your productivity, you turn that into your recreational, that's when you're still on point. That's when you're still on point. So what would be, what are you talking about? You're talking about person A said, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that recreational. I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that. I'm gonna go hang out with this person. I'm gonna go hang out with that person. I'm not saying that you shouldn't fellowship and you shouldn't hang out with people. I'm saying all this as an example that the more that you are by yourself, yes, you need to be around people. Yes, you need to love on people. Yes, you need to be selfless with people. But the more that you are by yourself, really just feeling that and sensing that aura about you and just healing and crying and worshiping and praying and reading and doing those things. And then just other things, just being by yourself, really just sitting and being used to yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like you sitting there and doing absolutely nothing. And you are just used to being by yourself until you get to that place, until you get to that spot. You can't be the ultimate person that you were created to be. But you got to know that it's something like that. It takes time, y'all. It takes time. So you're talking about, what does all this have to do with fitness ID? Fitness ID. When you spend a lot of time with yourself and a lot of time working on yourself and you're working on your strengths, you're working on developing your strengths and you're working on those things that, you know, maybe that are not the best about you. You're trying to work it out with God. You're trying to allow God to guide you and direct your steps on things that you need to work on. With the more time that you spend away from people, learning and building yourself up and all that kind of stuff, you're going to develop a whole bunch of new reasons as to why your fitness ID has a lot of depth. All right. So let me give you an example of what my fitness ID is. Okay. I'm a person that I love to, as a lot of you know, I love to physically go to the gym. Okay. I've worked out outside. I enjoy working out outside from time to time. Not really a lot, but you know, from time to time I do, preferably when it's warm or even when it's hot. I'm cool with sweating. I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to be out there all day, but I do enjoy outside workouts. It does hit a little bit different. There's a little bit of a, you know, meditational kind of feel to it. But at my core, I love to physically be in the gym. Why? Because, okay, there's a particular type of body that I like to have. And in order for me to do that, I got to have some weights around me. I got to have some variation of a bench press. I got to have a squat machine. or I got to have the Smith machine squat. I got to have the hack squat. I got to have a machine that is allows me to focus on one leg in terms of leg extensions. I got to have a machine that helps me with single leg extensions. And then I got to have another machine that allows me to focus on both legs at the same time in terms of double legs in terms of leg extension, doing both legs at the same time. I got to have the preacher curls so I can isolate and focus on that bicep. So that way, when I am gripping that weight, whether if it's my left hand or my right hand, whether if I'm when I'm gripping that dumbbell and I'm allowing my arm to be at an angle and I'm bringing it into the eccentric phase of my lift. And then from that eccentric phase, once I'm bringing it back up to the concentric phase, once I have it at a certain weight, for me personally, probably what we're talking about, 35, 40 pounds. If we have it at about 35, 40 pounds, where it's a little bit of a struggle after about 5 or 6 reps, and I gotta use that muscle, I gotta use it to pull it back up to the concentric phase so I can work on the peak of my bicep. I gotta have a preacher curl in there. I gotta have mirrors so I can look at my work. Yes, so I can look at my work, I can look at my form while I am performing whatever exercise I'm performing. I got to have a Stairmaster in case if I want to do the Stairmaster either before or after my workouts, just for 10 minutes on average, maybe a little bit longer, but really not that much longer. I got to have a Whirlpool. Why? Because after the workouts, I love going to the Whirlpool. Depends on what gym I'm at, obviously. That is therapeutic for me. Okay, all these things I'm mentioning, that crafts into my identity. I can go even a step further. Okay, I recently now that when I say the Whirlpool for me, I'm talking about Lifetime Fitness. I love Lifetime Fitness. I love the Whirlpool. I love the hotness and the warmth of that bubbly water, and I'm just zoning out. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking about just stuff, just reflecting. But I recently also am at Fitness Connection. Okay. One of the things I love about Fitness Connection is, I don't know if a lot of you have been, they have this green turf area, this green grass area where it looks like sort of like soccer grass kind of. And what I do there is I go and I lay on there and I just like, I sprawl out. I sprawl out like I'm at home. You know what I'm saying? I can stretch and move my body. I can move in any kind of way, all kinds of ways. Now, here's the kicker. I can do that at Lifetime, but it's really not at least in my eyes. There's areas where I can stretch, yes. But if I'm being honest, as far as areas to stretch, I like the Fitness Connection area to stretch over Lifetime, even though Lifetime is bigger and has more options in terms of weight and everything. Weight machines, not that much, but you know, but the Fitness Connection has some pretty good options too. But I'm saying all that to say, all these little perks, all these little extra things is one of the many reasons that keeps me coming back to the gym. If I want to work on single leg extension, if I want to work on single leg extension, I need to go to Fitness Connection. Why? Because Lifetime Fitness, at least the one I go to, they don't have that. They don't have a machine that is single leg extension, at least as far as I know, unless if they hadn't put new equipment in there and I'm not aware of it. You see what I'm saying? Different gyms have different equipment. Okay, so you got to find reasons that you should go. You got to find reasons for that. Okay, another reason is, okay, sometimes I like to read. Sometimes I like to read after or either before or after my workouts or whatnot. It could be reading the Bible. It could be reading something. I like to do my Spanish, stuff like that. I use those places as a form of an altar. You see what I'm saying? When I go to the gym, it is in a manner of speaking, it's an altar for me. Okay? It is a training ground for me. You understand the language, the verbiage that I'm saying? Those are some examples of what I'm talking about. When I talked about earlier, you cannot just be a person that focuses on the numbers. You got to be deeper than that. Guys and gals, it's 2023. We got all kinds of diseases coming out coming out the woodworks. And even still to this day, unfortunately, people still getting the boo-boo 19 right? And, you know, and we have to be people that are steps ahead of the game. And in order to do that, we have to have a fitness identity. So all that to say, I'm a person that I enjoy physically going to the gym. I enjoy seeing people getting it in. I love that. Some people, maybe you're a little more private. You're a little more quiet. That's okay. Now, let me name some categories for you. You're either like me, you like to physically go to the gym, or some of you, you work out in your home, in your garage. That's okay too. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Some of you, you like to work out at a park somewhere outside in public or something like that. There are some of you, you like to be a part of community, like some form of community fitness groups or something like that, especially ladies. I know ladies love stuff like that. You talk about Zumba classes and Pilates or yoga or whatever it may be. All different types of options in terms of fitness and fitness community groups. There's different categories. There's different ways to go about it. For example, like if you're a person that you haven't worked out or you haven't gotten back into working out, I think that is one foundational piece that you can begin to build upon today. That example, what I'm talking about, is what I just said. For what, ladies or fellas, either one, where you are part of a group of fitness people, where you are part of a group where you get together and you exercise, and it doesn't even have to be some formal class. It doesn't even have to be that. I mean, yeah, it can be that. It can be where you are part of some formal fitness class and the instructor teaches for an hour and you're getting your workout in, you're getting your sweat on, you're getting your pump on, you're doing your thing. It can be that, but it could also be, hey, you know what? Just you and one other person, you and two other people, you and three other people. Where you get together and you work out at a park, or you run some hills, or you work out in maybe someone's garage, or you meet up at the gym. And for some of you, it may be hard to find just one other person just to roll with you on that. So all those things I said, you got to find out what kind of person are you. Are you a person that you like to work out in public? Are you like at a park or at a gym or something like that? Or are you more of a private person, just kind of in your own living room or in your own garage or maybe outside your garage? What kind of person are you? Okay, there's one piece as far as your fitness identity. Okay, and then here's another thing you need to consider. You need to consider what kind of body do you want to build? Okay, what kind of body do you want to build? Okay, I mentioned that I love going to the gym, which is true, I do. But also, here's another thing. Years ago, I'll be honest, guys, this is something I didn't like really write down. I remember talking to somebody about it, but I didn't really write it down. It was just always just kind of in me. And what I'm talking about is, I said to this person, I said, you know what? It'd be cool to have an action figure physique. An action figure physique. Now, in my eyes, what is an action figure physique? Okay, for me, I knew that I wanted to be strong. I wanted to look the part. I'm just going to be very honest. I wanted to look the part, muscular wise. I did not want to be a person that was overly big. You know, I'm not trying to be, as they say, when I say wide, I'm talking about wide, not in terms of obesity, but wide in terms of where I can't even put my arm around my back to scratch my back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be, you know, like a decent sized athletic big. And, you know, and as of this recording, I will let you know, I'm not going to say the biggest, but I mean, I am at the highest weight that I have ever been. I fluctuate from 195 pounds to about 197 pounds. So, I mean, you could might as well round up to say 200, but I think as of this morning, I want to say I was 195, somewhere in that ballpark. And because before, I remember, you know, years ago, I was in the 170s. I was in the 170s and maybe here and there, 180s and whatnot. But there was a point where I said, you know what, I just got focused. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to eat the protein that I need, do the workouts that I need to do. And just, you know, I put in the focus of doing mostly what I do is isolated workouts. And isolated muscle workouts. And what I mean by that is I focus on one to two muscles at a time. And I go in on it. I am not one to do full body workouts. That's not because, I mean, I think those are great. Full body workouts are great in terms of if you're a person that is on a tight schedule and you want to get everything in or as much as you can in, maybe like 2 or 3 days a week. So you do full body workouts and they are beneficial. I think full body workouts are great for people who want to drop weight. They want to release weight. I think full body workouts are great in terms of solidifying a foundational piece in terms of what your fitness journey should look like. But if you really want to build some muscle, you're going to need to isolate and focus on 1 to 2 muscles at a time through the entire workout. And that is what I've been doing for 20 plus years, for over 20 years, right? Probably at least probably looking at 24, 25 years to be exact, somewhere in that ballpark. I started in 97, 98 as far as working out is concerned. So I've been going at it ever since. And no, that doesn't mean that I work out every day. It doesn't mean that. It just means that I have grown in conviction towards that. I have grown in dedication towards it, grown in knowledge and wisdom about it. Had to learn a lot along the way. Okay, so back to my point. You got to know what kind of person you are in terms of your fitness identity. Are you a person that works out in public or do you prefer to work out in private? And then what kind of body do you want? So like I said, I wanted some muscle. I wanted some good-sized, lean muscle. And in order for me to do that, I need to be around weights. Now, could I do it outside at a park? Yeah. But I don't feel like lugging a whole bunch of equipment with me. I don't feel like doing that. I would rather show up at a gym and just have it be around me. And all I got to do is walk up to it and do the darn thing. See what I mean? So once you get a vision for what kind of body you want, then that's going to help determine pretty much where you need your workouts to be. Now, if you want to build muscle, you can do both. You can build muscle at the gym and at home. Just know that you're going to need to invest in some equipment. Yeah, and here's an example. Here's one example. If you are a person who is pressed for time and you want to build some great, solid, functional, sustainable muscle, one thing that would benefit you is you could do a CrossFit style workout. CrossFit style, I mean, really all that is just you can work out 12 minutes, 15 minutes, even 10 minutes. You'd be surprised. You can work out anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes straight AMRAPs, which what you mean by AMRAPs, B. It's an acronym, AMRAPs, as many rounds as possible. You can do that. Just do as many rounds as possible with about 3 to 4 exercises. Do as many rounds as you can. And as long as you have the right form, the right technique, and the right pacing, the right breathing, do that for the course of 90 days, you can build some solid, functional, sustainable muscle. I'm telling you, you really can do that. I've done CrossFit workouts, and I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed CrossFit workouts. They are a lot of fun. They're quick. They're intense. They can be brutal. I mean, it depends on what exercises you're doing. But CrossFit can really be, in terms of, again, depends on what exercises you're doing, but they really can be beneficial. And they're very good for functionality. That's why I use that word. Why? Because at the end of the day, no matter what age you are, no matter what age you are jamming this podcast, jamming this episode, we all got to what? We got to function. And if we're going to function, we might as well function well. We got to work on that mobility. Everybody, like nobody is exempt from mobility. We need to work on that mobility. We need to work on that neuromuscular coordination. It's not all just about getting buff and lifting weights and dropping weight and increasing weight in terms of your pounds, like losing weight or gaining weight. It's not just about that. It's all about movement. It's all about movement. And hey, here's another category of identity that I just thought about. Are you a person that maybe you're a parent and you have kids and you say, hey, kids, let's go to the park. We're going to go to the park 3 times a week. We're going to throw the frisbee. We're going to throw the football. We're going to throw the baseball, whatever it is. We're going to do some running, some jogging. That's exercise too. That's exercise too, right? Getting some fresh air, moving your body. There are a lot of us listening to this podcast right now. We just need to get up and move our bodies. Some of us struggle with that for whatever reason. Whatever the reason is, God bless you. I hear you. I'm with you. But we got to get to that space where We got to have that conviction where we're charged, where we are moved to get up and get moving and get grooving. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen where people my age or younger, premature deaths, an example of that, because, you know, maybe they had the COVID-19. Now, yes, I said it seriously that time. I used to say boo-boo 19, but I said it serious that time. Now, I'm not saying it automatically, permanently takes out people, but in some cases, it has taken out some people prematurely. Guys, we got to stay ahead of the curve. And one of the ways that we stay ahead of the curve is we need to establish a fitness identity. You got to be deeper than just numbers on a scale and inches and dress sizes and shirt sizes and pant sizes. And again, I'm all for that. But you got to be a person that, you know what, I'm going to work out so that way I can keep my sanity. I'm going to work out so that way I don't go crazy and I don't bust a cap on people. I'm going to work out so that way I can relieve the stress that I have. I'm going to work out so I can further my longevity, so I can further my mobility, so I can further my functionality. Here's the thing. I understand some people, some parents say, or some grandparents say, I want to be able to work out so I can, be here and be here longer for my kids, be here longer for my grandkids. And I think those reasons are great. With all due respect, I need you to step up above reasons like that. And I need you to make the reasons all about yourself. All about yourself. Not all the reasons, but I need you to make more reasons about yourself. I'm not saying that from a spirit of like selfishness and everything. I'm saying I need you to make it about you. Make it about you. Like what I mean by that. Like I just said, I need to have better mobility. I need to have better functionality. I need to work out so that way when I bend down to pick up the basket of clothes, I can pick them up without knees popping and my hips feeling a certain kind of way or my back giving out on me or whatever it may be. I need to squat. I need to focus on building up physical strength so that way when I move and squat and bend down and pick up my baby's diapers and toys and clothes and boo-boo diapers all over the place, I can do it with a spirit of joy and not even have to think about, I don't have to think about it from a standpoint of, oh, I'm in so much pain. Oh, I'm in so much pain. And I know some people listen to this episode. I know some of you listening, you perhaps have some physical ailments in your body. You have some kind, you have some limitations going on, and I hear you. And I still want to challenge you, even with what you got going on, do what you can. Get your body moving. Get your body moving, especially for those of you that work from home. I need y'all to get up and get your body moving. I mean, I'm saying aside from your work, right? Aside from your work, you know, when you have the time, you might have a 10-minute break, 15-minute break. Take the time to get up, stretch, move your body. Don't allow the vortex of this world to suck you into mediocrity, into laziness. We got to stay steps ahead of the game, y'all. Fitness identity. What is your fitness identity? We're going to talk more about this. I think this is a very important piece that we're going to have to dive deep upon. But until then, I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode. As always, change and be changed. All right, guys and gals, once again, I want to say thank you for jamming this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. You are greatly appreciated. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I want to support this podcast, but I don't know how to go about doing that. Well, that's what the purpose of this is for. Now, if you want to financially support the Ultimate You podcast, you can just scroll down in the description of this episode, and you should see a link that has the word support in it. Just go ahead and click that link and then follow the instructions accordingly, and then you can donate an amount of your choosing. You can be a monthly supporter, or you can be a one-time donation supporter, or however often you choose to financially support the podcast, if you choose to do so. Or, simply put, you can just support the podcast by sharing it with people, right? Because there's
people all over the world that desire to be healthier in some way, shape, or fashion. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter if they're working corporate America or if they're an entrepreneur or anything in between. We all want to live the absolute best lives possible when it comes to our health. So either way, whatever method you choose to support, I just want to say I thank you very much. I hope you'll keep riding with me on the Ultimate You Podcast. As always, change and be changed.